Richard is a man who you can hear contribute to many of these stations on the iHeart Talk Radio Network when you're not seeing him on TV, when he's not bragging about the fact that he's producing some great content on podcasts and doing interviews. I'm always like, does this guy have any time to do anything? And I've said too much. Let's go to the segment right now. This sounds very unprofessional. Richard Krause does, hold on, we got an intro. We do actually have an intro. It's not a good one, but it is an intro. It is this. It's me hitting this. Does Richard Krause love these movies? Now, let's go to the first movie review from Richard Krause and find out what is opening this week in theaters.
In Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, the new Chris Pine action-adventure comedy based on the popular geek game, a band of misfit thieves, sorcerers, and warriors risk their lives to bring back their leader's dead wife.
Here's the thing. We're a team of thieves.
And when you do this, you're bound to make enemies.
Sometimes those enemies come looking for revenge.
Truth be told, we helped the wrong person steal the wrong thing. We didn't mean to unleash the greatest evil the world has ever known. But we're gonna fix it.
So how do we pull that off?
Figure it out over a drink?
Probably best.
This movie does look very fun, and I can't wait to find out what Richard gives it. I think it's one of those ones that a lot of people are going to go see regardless of what the review is. I have to say, I went back to the theaters for the first time in a long time last week just to see John Wick 4, and I quite enjoyed it. But this isn't John Wick 4 segment. This is Dungeons and Dragons segment. And I'm going to say, Richard, I'm going to say he gives it a 4. Anthony?
Oh, that's a 4. That's high,
oh,
man.
Oh, it's high, Anthony. I know.
I'm going to go 3.5.
3.5. What about you, Tony?
Oh, man, you took that 4 right from me. I love that soundtrack. It looks like a great movie. Since we can't do the same, I'm going to go 4.5, but I really want it to go 4.
4.5, unheard of before.
I know.
It's a rare that a 4.5 comes out. It's like a four-leaf clover on the Richard Krause game. What is the review, Richard?
Co-directors Jonathan M. Goldstein and John Francis Daly roll their 20-sided dice, you can look that up if you want, that audiences will value a fantasy story that uses humor as the backbone of the movie, the same way that the Lord of the Rings flicks used allegories on the human condition to fuel theirs. We are so used to serious, heavy fantasy that the rambunctious Dungeons & Dragons Honor Amongst Thieves feels like a breath of fresh air. It's old-fashioned and old-school action-adventure that aims to entertain above all else. It doesn't take itself seriously, although it is respectful to the world that inspired it, but does handle the action scenes, the world building, the characters, and the story with care. And that's why I gave the movie, now playing in theaters, 4 out of 5 stars.
Wow, nailed it. Jim Richards in the lead. I have to say that it's rare that I watch a trailer and go, oh, maybe I would. Like, if you told me, hey, you're going to go see the Dungeons & Dragons movies, I would go, of course not. What are you talking about? But I saw the trailer and I'm like, man, that looks like a lot of fun. What's the next movie, Richard?
Spinning Gold, a new music industry drama now playing in theaters, is based on the rise of Neil Bogart and his 1970s-era record label Casablanca Records, home to musical acts like Donna Summer, Parliament, Gladys Knight, the Isley Brothers, the Village People, Bill Withers, and Kiss. Casablanca became the biggest-selling indie label of all time.
This is Casablanca Records, the biggest independent label anyone had ever seen. And the artists, they were family. Yes, the Isley Brothers, Gladys Knight, Parliament, Bill Withers, Donna Summer.
They legally changed my name.
No!
Everything is hotter in summer.
Midnight plane to Houston. My people from Georgia, they would never take a plane to Houston.
That's funny. They got that from Train of Thoughts, I'm guessing. Casablanca, that, it sounds like there was like a lot of movies have narrative in it, but I think it's a movie. It's not a documentary. I'm going to say Richard is going to give it 3.5. Tony.
Fine, I'll go 3. I like it. I've got some Casablanca vinyl at home. I just don't know which ones, but I've seen that label on those records.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, I was a kid during the time. I've heard all the music. It sounds like an awesome movie.
All right. What about you, Anthony?
I mean, you guys are taking all the good numbers, so I've got to go 2.5 there.
2.5? What are you thinking?
Well, 3 is taken.
Richard, go ahead, Richard.
Spinning Gold relies a little bit too heavily on voiceover. Sometimes it feels like there's more VO than actual dialogue in the movie, but like the man and the music it is based on, the movie is unapologetically large and loud in its need to entertain the audience, and it works mostly because of an appealing combo of performances and lots of earwormy music. Most of all, as a portrait of a more freewheeling time, Spinning Gold succeeds not because it gets the details exactly right, but because it captures the spirit of a time in the music industry when it was run by dreamers who had a passion for the music, not MBA diplomas hanging on the wall. And that's why I gave Spinning Gold, now playing in theaters, 3.5 stars out of 5.
Oh man, you know what happens? When you go first, you get to pick the best number. And right now I'm going 2 for 2. Let's see if I can make it a hat trick in which you guys aren't wearing hats, are you? You would have to throw your hats at me. If I got a hat trick.
I got something I can throw at you.
Oh, boy. Richard, what's the third movie?
In Space Oddity, a new drama directed by actor Kira Sedgwick and now on VOD, a young man gives up on Earth and decides to leave it all behind for a one-way mission to Mars, but an unexpected romance forces him to choose between an uncertain journey to the stars and an even more uncertain journey of the heart.
So I asked you all here for a reason. I got through to the next round.
Next round of what?
The Mission Mars Space Program. It's a one-way journey, so I wanted to tell you all as soon as I knew for sure. I'm going to Mars to write mankind's next chapter. This is where I'll work, explore, pioneer, and die.
What can I do for you, Alex?
I need a life insurance policy. I'm going to Mars.
Why are you going?
No one ever asks me that.
I am.
You're making a fool out of yourself.
Out of all of us.
Why do you even care?
What you got going with him, but I think it's the best idea.
Noted.
All right, we got to get in here real quick. I'm going to, you guys go first, since you guys are whining about me taking all good numbers. Tony, go first.
I'm going to say 2.5.
3.
Okay, I was going to say 3, so I will say 3.5.
Space Oddity has the feel of an after-school special. The subject of space travel is the method by which the movie conveys its real message about the state of our planet and what needs to be done to save our environment. Mix into that some family drama and even some teen romance, and you have a movie that feels like it's madly running off in several directions all at once, and that's why I gave Space Oddity, now on VOD, 2.5 stars out of 5.
Wow. Ruined my streak. All right. Thank you very much to Richard for his help each and every week. If you missed that, you can check it out on the podcast. And don't forget to follow Richard online. You find him on Twitter. You can also find him on Instagram. He puts out great videos. And check out his different podcasts, which we'll have links to on his pages.